think of something that you've done 5,000 times. Tonight in Boston, the Red Sox host the Detroit Tigers, and umpire Bruce Fremming will be standing behind the plate at Fenway. This is Mr. Fremming's 5,000th outing as a Major League umpire. That's a big deal. Only one other umpire has topped that. In his 36 seasons in the majors, Bruce Fremming has called 10 league championship series and 5 World Series. Bruce Fremming joins us from his hotel room in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, baseball is such a game of milestones, and you're headed towards a big one tonight. How do you feel?
Well, I feel, you know, it's kind of an exciting day because my family's here, and it's been a busy day, but it's been a big day.
Do you do anything different for your 5,000th game than you do for any other?
Once I get to the ballpark, I won't. But other than that, the day has been upside down because of large media coverage and just different people calling in and everything. So once I get to the ballpark, I'll be in my element and I'll be ready to go.
Get your game face on.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you aware that you were heading up to this
No,
milestone?
I did not. We found out about it in the spring. A man came in that does the stats and told me about it. I didn't know a thing about it. And from that day on, we've been on a countdown.
Well, take me back to how this all started out. How did you start becoming an umpire?
I went to school out of high school, and I spent 13 years in the minor leagues and then the last 36 in the big leagues.
And what was it about umpiring that made you think this is what you wanted to do?
I liked the job, and it was something that I had done when I was a freshman in high school because I didn't make the varsity baseball team. So when I got out of high school, I saw the ad and an ad in the sporting news about it, and I went to the school, and I've been in it ever since.
What do you tell younger umpires coming up about how you do this job well?
Well, you got to focus. It's not every game to me is important. You know, and I learned early on, it's not the level of play that you're umpiring or officiating. It's how you attack the sport as an official. And every game is important. It's important to somebody. It's important to the people that are playing, no matter at what level. You may think you got a B game or a game that's not important. To those kids or people that are playing it, it is important. So every game that you work, you have to work at a high level.
You got to get used to taking some abuse.
Well, you don't. That's like water off a duck's back after a while. You tune out certain things, and things that they want you to tune into, you pay attention, and if they're out of bounds or obnoxious, they're gone.
Mr. Fremming, do you have a distinctive strike call?
I don't know if you would call it distinct. It's loud, and I go to the right, and I go to the left, and it would be different than a lot of them, but it's just something that I've used since I've been in the minor leagues.
Well, in honor of your 5,000th game, any way you could replicate it for us here? I know you're not looking at a pitch right now, but we'd like to hear it.
It's tough to do on the radio. It really would be. I mean, that's strike three, you know? And it's all hand motion and voice and everything.
You got to sell it.
Yeah, you sell everything.
Is this true that some of your fellow umpires call you Old Grumpy?
That was in the paper today. That's one of my best friends, and he put that label on me when he worked with me, and he teased me about it and this and that. But that's just a tongue-in-cheek remark. I'm not a grumpy guy. I'm a happy guy.
You don't sound like a grumpy guy.
No. So I'm glad I could visit with you. I've got to go.
Well, have a good time at the game.
Thank you very much, and thanks for calling me.
Appreciate your time.
All right.
Bruce Fremming speaking from Boston just before heading to Fenway Park, where tonight he calls his 5,000th game as a Major League umpire.